Hi, everybody. My name is Anne, and I am an alcoholic. Welcome, everybody, at this ungodly hour. I used to get up really early like this, but I retired recently and have been enjoying sleeping in. But it does feel good to be up and out and here. So I wanted to say thank you to Malia, first of all. And yes, I think we're going to become, and we have become, really good friends. I really enjoyed my time up in Seattle. And, I'm really grateful that we have these Zoom meetings. And for me to say that is pretty incredible, because last year when I was a teacher, we had to, go online and do virtual learning. And I am not a technical person, and I had to learn that. So it was difficult, but it went well. And welcome to everybody, wherever you are, because I see all kinds of people, Australia, I see Ireland. And that's the great thing about, having Zoom, is we get to meet other people. And I had an opportunity to go on several international meetings, and it was so incredible to see other people from around the world who struggle and who meet their challenges like, we have. Alcoholics Anonymous has given me a life really beyond my wildest dreams. I retired at age 63 on June 16th, and I was an elementary school teacher for 17 years prior to retiring. And if you'd have told me 33 years ago that I would get sober, give up drug dealing, stop having sex with people I didn't know or didn't like, graduate from college, earn a degree, and be with the same person for 30 years, I would have told you you're fucking out of your mind. And, when I got sober, I was so full of fear of everybody and everything. And what Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me is that I can walk through these fears. And, I come from a pretty, I would say, diverse background. But I carried around this fear like an elephant. But through Alcoholics Anonymous, I've learned that, to ease the fear and the anger, and to do anything that's necessary to walk in the light of the Spirit. And, I got sober on November 5th, 1988, by the grace of God. And, I've been immersed in Alcoholics Anonymous, ever since. And just so you know, I hate speaking. It's one of the, it's like poking a needle in my eye. I don't like doing it. I don't like being vulnerable. I don't like telling the truth about myself. But I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous that, that's what you do. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be of service. So how I start off my day when I get up in the morning after my coffee, sometimes before, I say a prayer. And I think gratitude, which will probably be the focus of this meeting, is the most important thing in my sobriety. Is it okay if I say a prayer in this meeting, Malia? Okay. So this is a prayer that I came up with after many years of sobriety. And I got it from different other people and kind of incorporated stuff. So one of the things I say every morning, so I want to share it with you. Okay. Good morning, God. Thank you for another day of life and for the life we're living. Thank you for each other, our family, our friends, and our pets. Thank you for my artistic talents and our creativity. Thank you for AA, Al-Anon, our couples group, and the steps. Thank you for our sponsors and our sponsees. Thank you for our health, our home, and our serenity. Thank you for our careers, our home, and our serenity. Thank you for our careers. Sorry, I reread that twice. Our careers and our coworkers. Thank you for the gift of retirement and the unknown gifts that it's going to bring to us. Thank you for the ocean, the sky, and all that nature brings to us. Thank you for all the gifts you've given us and all the gifts you've taken away. Thank you for letting us set aside everything that we think we know about ourselves, our brokenness, our spiritual path, and you, for an open mind and a new experience with ourselves, our brokenness, our spiritual path, and especially you. This is something that I do with my wife every morning and have incorporated into my life. And, I don't say this to impress you, but I have to, as an alcoholic, I have to get up every morning and remember of all the things that have been given to me. And you know, I found that being grateful is one of the most powerful tools that I can use in my alcoholic mind, because my mind, when I wake up in the morning, tells me that, you know, I'm a piece of shit, that, you know, why get up? You know, my boss is going to fire me. The bump that I have on the end of my toe is actually a tumor, and it's going to travel up to my brain and kill me. So I might as well die anyway. You know, I'll tell you a little bit about what it was like. And, you know, I lived in so much fear all the time. I always felt that I was not good enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't white enough. I wasn't rich enough. I wasn't thin enough. I wasn't enough. And, you know, when I got to AA, you know, I started to learn that, you know, part of recovery is learning how to love yourself and how to face those fears. So, I at 15, I took my first drink, and suddenly I felt, you know, prettier, wittier, tittier. You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, I had this power and this, this confidence, and I loved it. I felt that going down my veins, you know, felt it going, the alcohol going down my throat all the way through my body. And I felt like I could do anything. And, you know, drugs and alcohol, you know, gave me the courage to do things that I could never do sober. Of course, you know, those are things like, you know, drug dealing and sleeping with people I didn't like or didn't know, you know, marrying somebody for money instead of love, doing, you know, all the things that I told myself I would never do. And I come from an alcoholic family. My stepfather was alcoholic. My grandfather died from alcoholism. My brother died of alcoholism. And, you know, I swore to myself that I would never become like any of those people. And, you know, unfortunately I did, because once the grips of alcohol caught me, then I was gone and I was off and running. And, you know, what happened is I drank until I was 31. So I drank for like 15, 16 years. And what happened was, you know, my best friend got sober, and, you know, how that came about is we were both had been out on a bender for about 3 nights, and she called me after the, you know, the third night, she said she wanted to kill herself. And I said, well, you know what? So do I. And she said, well, let's, cause she had been a heroin addict previously. And she goes, why don't we try, you know, the 12 steps? Why don't we try AA? And, you know, I was at my wit's end. I was in a, you know, an apartment in West Hollywood. I had, you know, blacked out all my windows because I couldn't let any sunlight in. I, you know, didn't get up during the day. Was always, you know, blocking the sunlight of the spirit out of me. And, you know, we said, okay, let's go. So what happened was we went to AA, and she joined a group called Pacific Group, which is a very, very strong AA down in California. And she started to get sober. And I kept drug dealing, and I kept doing the things that, you know, I was doing, you know, throughout the last 16 years. And, all of a sudden she started changing. You know, she kept her job. She started doing really well. She got into a relationship, and I watched the light in her eyes change, and I watched her change. And then I started getting, you know, really interested in doing what the program suggests. And so I ended up getting a sponsor, and trust me, you know, I was not struck sober like some people. It took me about 6 months. And I think I decorated my Christmas tree with newcomer chips and 30 day chips. You know, I had a whole slew of them, because I couldn't let go of the things that I had currently in my life. And so what happened was, you know, I finally got a sponsor. I started working the steps, and I really got involved in working my program. And that's when my life started to change. You know, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sure you've heard that before. And I really have grown up in this program. You know, before I got here, I had all types of jobs. I was, you know, the Jane of all trades, and had, you know, many jobs. And the job that I ended up with, you know, at the end of my sobriety was bartending, because that was the, you know, only thing that I could kind of wrap my head around. And, you know, you taught me how to fill out job applications, how to go to interviews, how to be a person among persons, you know, how to be a coworker among coworkers. And, you know, I ended up going back to school, finishing my degree. And I ended up being, you know, getting my teaching credential. And if you would have told me that prior to, you know, being sober, I would have told you you're out of your mind, you know, being with little kids, no, teaching, no, because I never thought I was bright enough. I never thought that I was intelligent enough to do anything. And you taught me that I could have, you know, I could have this freedom if I didn't drink. And if I did all the things that they told me to do, you know, I learned how to pay my bills on time. I learned how to save my money. I've traveled the world now. I jumped out of airplanes. I've just done these incredible things that I only dreamed about when I drank, you know, I would only talk about. And, you know, in AA, I have learned that, you know, the yeah buts, I don't know if you know what the yeah buts are, but my sponsor told me the yeah buts, that's like, you know, yeah, but I can't do it because, or yeah, but I can't. Well, the yeah buts is the mating call of an asshole. Okay. So she said, you know, don't be an asshole. You know, you can do anything that you set your mind to. And, you know, I doing the steps and everything, and I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, but I've learned that I can do anything and I like to be busy. She taught me that I have to, you know, work these steps and I have to face these fears. And, you know, in regards to relationships, my relationship lasted 2 years max. And I've been in a relationship now for, we'll be celebrating our 29th anniversary this year. And, you know, we both are, thank you. We both are in recovery. We also attend Al-Anon. We go to couples groups on a monthly basis with other people in recovery. And, you know, I've learned the power of saying, oh, instead of telling somebody how to run their life. You know, like if my wife is telling me, you know, about something, I don't have to rebuttal. I can go, oh, especially if there's something I don't like, you know, I can go, oh, that's interesting. I've learned how to hold back. You know, I've learned how to shut my mouth and listen, you know, and whether it's AA, Al-Anon, Debtors Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, you know, it doesn't matter. We're all in recovery for the same thing. We all want to be better people. And that's my goal. You know, that's been my goal. I want to be a better person. I don't want to be a human being. I want to be a human doing instead of a human just being, you know. You know, I've learned, you know, many, many different acronyms for the word fear, you know, false evidence appearing real. My favorite is future events already ruined. You know, I've learned, tears don't make you weak. It means that you've been strong for too long. And I, you know, when I got to AA, I did not cry because I was told that, you know, you have to be strong. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and just, you know, get through it. And I have, you know, shed tears here. I've walked through death. During this pandemic, my wife and I team taught. And so we had a class together, second graders. And, you know, we had the whole lockdown. And during the lockdown, you know, we had to learn how to do technology from home and, you know, finagle all this stuff. And during that time, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, what carried me through is, you know, this program being on Zoom and the people in AA and Al-Anon really just were there for me. My wife was there for me. And, you know, I don't tell you this to impress you. I tell you this because the strength that I get from these meetings and from people like you, you know, got me through this. I didn't miss a single day of work. You know, I was there for my kids, and it was fine. I'm cancer-free, thank God, you know, got through it. And it's made me, you know, a stronger person. You know, before I came to AA, I felt like my soul was made of ash. And what I feel like now is my soul is full of light. And, you know, I wouldn't have any of that if it weren't for these, you know, meetings. And I know I'm all over the place and that's okay. I've learned so much. You know, I've learned stuff like, yesterday's shower is not going to make me clean today. You know, that means I got to get in there and I got to work these steps. You know, I've got to be responsible for how I treat people. You know, because I was so full of fear, I was always, you know, I always had my dukes up, you know, I always was afraid that you wanted something from me. And, you know, I've learned that I can give love a lot of it and I can also receive it. You know, from the family I came from, there wasn't a whole lot of trust. You know, there was stuff that went on that shouldn't have gone on. And, you know, my wife has an incredible family, really like Ozzy and Harriet. That's how her family is. And you know, when I moved in with them, and I've been on my own since I was 16, but I ended up moving in with them. And, you know, I discovered what a real family is, you know, that they sit down and they have dinner together. They care about each other. They, you know, they talk to each other. And, you know, I got to do all this as a sober member and to really start to shine as a person. You know, I've learned that sorrow is a feeling and self-pity is an attitude. And I used to be, you know, a total victim. You know, everything was everybody else's fault and I didn't take responsibility for anything. And now, you know, I'm a responsible, a very responsible, resourceful, you know, person. And I know that if I want to change something, it has to be me first. You know, I have been given so much in this program. But I've also done a lot of work. I want you to hear that. You know, it wasn't like I was struck sober. I really have had to work at this. You know, I've been to therapy. I've been to a lot of different spiritual programs, but, you know, I get up every morning, I say my prayers, you know, I meditate, you know, I go out and I walk my dogs every morning with my wife, and we talk about gratitude. You know, we wouldn't have any, and we live in a beautiful home, you know, and the ability, the amazing thing that, you know, we're retired now, I didn't comprehend stuff like that when I was, you know, out there. I couldn't comprehend that, you know, I could be self-sufficient. So, you know, I feel like, you know, there's so many great quotes that I've learned in the program. So I'm going to share a few of those and then I'm going to stop so that I can hear from the rest of you. But I heard somebody share from the podium, you know, to drink again is to refund my misery. And I, you know, I don't want to refund my misery. I want to keep cashing in. I want to, you know, keep everything in the bank. I want to save. I want to feel. And, you know, resentment is the foundation of hatred. I, you know, came in with so much resentment and my stepfather especially. And I was able to go to that man's deathbed and tell him that I loved him and that I appreciated everything that he had done for me. And that is a miracle right there. My mother, who's probably schizophrenic, I've dealt with my whole life. And, you know, we had a very tumultuous relationship. It was just a very sick relationship. You know, she is in her 80s now. And my brothers and I have been there by her side throughout her whole process. She, you know, I see her a couple times a week. We laugh, we play cards. And that, you know, to me, that's a miracle because I hated this woman, what she did to me, you know? And I know now that, you know, she did the best that she could with what she had. And I know now that, you know, everybody that's been in my life has their own journey. And if I stay in my own hula hoop and not worry about what's in your hula hoop, I have a really, really good day. So, you know, I am so incredibly grateful to be sober, to be part of this program, and to have people like you in my lives. I'm so grateful to have met Malaya. And I'll end with, you know, tears are like rain. They loosen our roots so that they can grow in different directions. And the last one is, you know, when I came to AA, I didn't think like, you know, the gates of heavens are going to open up and everything is going to be all rosy and, you know, full of flowers. But what did happen for me was the gates of hell shut behind me. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you for allowing me to be part of this meeting. And I hope everybody has a great day, and thank you very much.